It's time for Broken News, an allegedly humorous look at the news with Philip Habib.
Who's he?
I have no idea. I'm just the announcer. And now, here's Philip.
Hello. Hello there. And welcome to another potentially exciting episode of Broken News, where we need to inform you right off the top that no artificial intelligence was used in the making of this show, and for that matter, no natural intelligence was used in the making of this show. And we thought you would find that interesting to know. So let's get on with the show. And let's take a look at that popular soap opera called As the GOP Turns in Its Grave. And we're going to look at the fact that there's a debate coming up this week. And many of the Republican favorite all-stars will be there trading ideas, exchanging thoughts, modeling the latest fashions. But where will Donald be? Well, he's sitting this one out. In fact, he made a remark recently that he may sit all of the debates out. And why not? Because his strategy seems to be working. 4 criminal indictments, 2 impeachments later, and he's only gaining in popularity. So why risk anything by appearing at a debate? And recently, our Broken News team reported that one of the new law firms for all of these many indictments that Donald Trump is facing, one of the new law firms Trump is considering is the firm of Cursing, Shouting, and Spitting. But now we have it on unreliable authority that he may be considering the law firm of Belligerent Buzzards. That may be his latest, firm to come through the turnstile. And this law firm, Belligerent Buzzards, their motto is, relax, we'll find you an alibi. And some are saying that the best advice for Trump from his legal standpoint is to say that he is not mentally competent to stand trial, while others are saying that what he may do, or what his lawyers may recommend, is that he not be tried as an adult. So time will tell, and once again, the GOP debacle, I mean the GOP debate, it's going to happen this week. And of course, your favorite Broken News staff will be there to cover it. And now let's take a look at headlines from the news, real, actual headlines that have appeared in newspapers. And I think one paper had it right when they put this. Okay, fish need water, feds say. And how about this one? Slowdown continues to accelerate. And there's this one. Rally against apathy draws small crowd. And how about this? Females likelier to test for women's diseases. Really? And also there's this classic. Man coming through window says he was warning neighbor about prowler. And here's one more. Drunk gets 9 months in violin case. And we can only hope he's not claustrophobic. Well, that's Broken News for this week. I'm Philip Habib. Thanks for being with us. Take care. I hope you'll be back with us next week.